Holy shit. Oh my god. If I wasn't mistaken, I'd think there was a ghost standing in front of me. Oh my god, how are you? Come here, give me a hug. God, how long has it been? No, really, I think it's been 10 years since I last saw you. Yeah. Oh my god, wow. This just made my day running into you. What are you doing here? Wait, you're here for the reunion? So am I. Yeah, no, I came into town for the weekend just for that stupid thing. I know. Surprising that I'd want to go back to high school after complaining about it the entire time I was there, but, you know, I'm a little older now, a little wiser, and I figured it'd be nice to pay my respects. Catch up with some of the people that I actually cared about. Like you, of course. I was wondering if you were gonna be here. Yeah, I hoped you would be. I mean, I don't really know, like, a ton of other people. Let me take a look at you. God. You're so grown up. I guess we both are, huh? Yeah. You really, just like the sight of you, takes me back so much. Well, I mean, we spent so much time together, you know? I mean, you were like the biggest part of my life for a minute there. Yeah. Until you broke up with me. Oh, come on, I don't hold it against you. I understand. Long distance, it wouldn't have worked for us, you know? Yeah, I'm not great at communicating, and you deserved being able to go off on your own adventure for a while. You look really good. Sorry, I hope that was okay to say. Well, what are you buying here at the bookstore? Let's see what you got in that pile. Nice. Nice. Oh, I've read this one. It's really good. Yeah. Yeah, I think you're really gonna like it. How do I know? 'Cause I know you. You love stuff like this. Or at least, you did 10 years ago. Yeah, it's good. It's really dark and twisty. It's a little bit of that, like, edgy political thing to it. You're gonna like it, I promise. How about, if you don't like it, then I'll buy you dinner at the 15-year reunion. I'm not buying anything. I have way too many books at home that need to be read. Yeah. I was just in here killing time. Yeah. Well, I got into town a day early, and I don't know, I just kind of wanted to spend a little time revisiting some of our old haunts, you know? And this was the most important one. That's why I was, like, so shocked when I first saw you. It's, like, literally, like, a ghost. So tell me, what are you doing these days? What's up with you? Are you serious? We live in the same city. No. No, that's insane. How have we not run into each other? How did we not know this? Oh my god, we're so bad. We really need to, like, catch up more often, don't you think? Yeah. Hey, are you doing anything, like, right now? No? Do you wanna, like, go sit outside or something? There's a really nice cafe terrace right around the corner here. Okay. Yeah, great. Is this table good? Great. So, I still can't believe I'm sitting across from you right now. So, other than coming to the reunion, what are you up to these days, huh? Well, let me guess. Hold on. I bet. I bet after college you took a year off to travel, and once you got back in town, you started writing or teaching, maybe? You were always really good at teaching. Yeah, you were always teaching me, like, I don't know, all these, like, random facts you would read on the internet. And remember that time that I had a flat tire and I just stopped riding my bike because I didn't know how to fix it? You were the one who taught me how to fix a flat. Okay, enough guessing. Tell me, what have you been up to? Okay, I was close. That's really cool. No, I love that. That makes so much sense for you. I bet your clients really like you. I mean, how could they not? I like you. Yes, like you. Present tense. Just because we broke up doesn't mean that I ever stopped liking you. Yeah, of course I'm serious. I mean, when we broke up, it wasn't because we weren't good together, you know? It was the end of high school. It was the start of our lives, really, and you and I were on different paths. There's nothing wrong with that. And it doesn't mean that we would have broken up or been bad for each other if we stayed together, you know? Are you seeing anyone? No? Yeah, me neither. Yeah, there's been a couple people that were really important to me. I mean, obviously, things didn't work out, but it's okay. You, get up, dust yourself off, and keep moving on, right? Yeah. You've got a piece of hair in your face. Can I? There we go. Let me just get that for you. I kind of forgot how pretty your eyes are. They are. That was always one of my favorite things about you. your eyes. So, how long are you in town for? Are you leaving right after the reunion, or are you sticking around? Yeah, me too, actually. I'm gonna stay another day, after the reunion, but I'll head back on Monday. Yeah, I've got a cat that needs my attention. her name's Pearl. Yeah, she's the best. She's this little gray cat, bright yellow eyes. She's been my bud for a long time. Hey, can I tell you something? I just figure, you know, I don't see you very often, so now might be my only opportunity to tell you this. I never told you when we broke up, because I didn't want to make a big thing out of it. I wanted you to feel free to, you know, start your life at college. I didn't want to say anything when we broke up, because, you know, I wanted you to feel free and not be burdened by me, especially when you were moving far away, you know, in college. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. I never told you that I was in love with you. Yeah. I really was. In love. And those feelings, never went away. I mean, I buried them, you know, and I've loved other people, but seeing you now and just looking at you sitting across from me, these feelings are just all coming back. Can I kiss you? It felt so familiar, kissing you. I know. I feel it too. And I'm glad I'm not alone. I'm actually overjoyed that you're feeling it too. Wait, seriously? You felt like you were in love with me, too? It's just like us to have not said anything to each other. It kind of hurts to think about what we could have had. But, maybe it doesn't have to. I mean, We live in the same city. We clearly still get along really well. I don't see why we shouldn't give it a try. You know? Yeah, we could just give it a try. No pressure, no name. Just let's just try it and see what happens. Sorry, I can't help myself. Hey, what if we go to the reunion together? I mean, like, together. Like, let's make it a second first date. I'm gonna be honest, though. I'm gonna have a really hard time not pulling you into the bathroom and making out with you like we used to do. If that's okay with you, then what the hell? Let's give it a try.